grace and mercy to you from your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. As Joyce was talking about today in the children's message, this is kind of a special day. This is kind of like New Year's Day. This is the first day of our new church year. Today we begin the season of Advent, which shows you with our candle and the really cool blue colors. We don't get to wear these blue colors very, very often, but they're very, very nice. There's a lot of preparation that's about to begin happening in our homes, getting ready for the Christmas holidays. We have Christmas cards we've got to sign and put out. And we start filling our December calendar really quickly. I mean, I guess everybody has all the scribble marks all over their calendar days. Make sure you're at the right place at the right time with your certain relatives who you have to be with, or when you have to be at church on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. Just a reminder. Well, this past week, Thursday was a fabulous day. As I've told you the other night, I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite time of the year. With all the kids and with all the family and all the laughter, it's just a great time. But I realize, not that I'm a part of it, but it takes a lot of preparation, and there's a lot of effort that goes into preparing for guests and for the holidays. And that's what I want to talk about today, is preparing. When I talked about the first Thanksgiving, I noted during that message, all of the emphasis of the first Thanksgiving was on worship to God. It wasn't about Thanksgiving food. It wasn't about what you were drinking. It wasn't about what you were wearing. It was about worshiping God in spite of the fact that they had, as we noted then, a terrible year. Half of the people died. And yet, they took the opportunity to worship. Isn't that strange? And so, this is how we get caught. We are now preparing with Advent, the church year. We're preparing for the coming of Christ. But is that really what you're preparing for? Really? Are you getting out the big plastic bags of Christmas decorations and the garland and starting to hang things and put up the Santa Clauses and put all the stuff around with no thought of Jesus Christ at all? I mean, sometimes you have difficulty even finding your own nativity set that you used to care so much about, but now it kind of languishes somewhere in the mixture of holiday cheer. And that's wrong. We should pay attention to the coming of Christ. Just like we like to have good parties, we like to have Christmas programs. Lindsay's putting together one for us in the next couple of weeks. And we enjoy preparing for that. And as Christians, we can't celebrate properly. We can't celebrate Christmas properly without preparing for it. And that is what Advent is all about. But with everything that's going on in our world, and especially now in our world, with all the preparation that we talked about, it's very easy. It's easy to get weighed down with the anxieties of this world. Too many times, all those grins that should be there are now just straight lines or maybe frowns because of the anxiety and things we care about, things we care about that we can do nothing about. Our sinful nature takes every opportunity to weigh you down. Satan wants to do anything he possibly can during this month of December to get your focus off of the Christ child. He wants you to deal with anything else other than focusing on that child, Jesus. We stop looking at the signs of the time, the reminders. God has given us multitudes of reminders. He's giving you signs every month, every week that he's coming. And we sit here ignoring them, going, boy, I bet that has a lot to do with the global warming. I bet's what it is. Yeah? Yeah? Are we getting ready? But where do you turn to get ready? All we see around us is a mess. You need nothing more than just open your newspaper or turn on the channel 4, 2, 5, whatever channel you want to watch, but you can see it unfold. It serves as a daily reminder of how big of a mess our world is. They serve us our daily reminders that there's conflict here, or there's disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, there's problems with terrorism. People are getting taken advantage by new scams that I saw last night. Someone's life is suddenly taken. Horrific murders that we don't understand, and the list goes on and on and on with things that we see every day that's happening in our world. And when we dwell on these things, you know what it does? It drags you down. You don't want it to, but it can't help to drag you down. These are the very things that Jesus just warned you about. He said, watch out. Be careful. Don't do this. Do not get weighed down. When you see these problems, raise your heads up and look to Christ. Don't lower your heads. Don't lower your eyes. Don't worry to get down in the muck and the mire and the swamp of problems. Raise your head and focus on Christ. That's the key. When we don't look beyond ourselves, when we see these signs, we don't like it. It worries us because we're human creatures. Who's going to save us? Who's going to save us from this mess? Well, listen to this. Listen to Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So we look up. We look to the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He's the one who is able to help us. That baby that we've talked about, whose birth in the lowly stable in Bethlehem, we're going to be celebrating that in 3 or 4 weeks. That baby grew up. He did not get tied down and weighed down in the bog of muck of sin that so often we find ourselves stuck in. And when it came his time, he willingly went like a lamb being led to the slaughter. He went out of the city, allowed himself to be nailed to the cross, to suffer, to bleed, to die for the sins of who? Everybody. He died for everybody. And that baby is our Lord. The baby is our righteousness. He did what was just and right in his life, so that we can stand before him on that second coming. We look to Jesus in the midst of a messy world. In the signs of the times, the signs of where our world is headed, we will find refuge and comfort in him. Jesus assures us that, listen to what he says to each of us here today. Listen to me, he says. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. We can trust in God's word no matter how bad, no matter what the news says. It's here. His word is here in this house. We learn how to prepare for his coming. It's here that we learn the signs of the second advent. Week after week, you have all been here, sitting in your pew, listening to these words. We also prepare to celebrate Jesus' coming when we come to this altar and we have the body and the blood of Christ that we often do. We get ready when we share our faith with others, our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our classmates, and we invite them to come here to hear God's unchanging word and to hear God's promises to each one of us here. The question for this season is simply this, I ask you this day. Are we ready? Are we really ready yet? There's a lot of preparation that need to be made as we prepare to celebrate Christmas. Just like any good Christmas celebration, we can't celebrate Christmas without preparing first. And we can't celebrate Jesus' promised second coming to deliver us out of this sinful and fallen world without being prepared for it. May this group here, may this gathering place here be the place, and that we as families reach out to that sinful and fallen world to help the people of this community to get ready to celebrate Jesus' return in our lives and in his ministry here in the Bourbon area. May God grant that for Jesus' sake. Amen.